I want to welcome everybody and make sure this is like the most awkward type of circumstance or situation. Vicente, I love you. I love you. Okay, let's get cracking. Hope nobody gets distracted by the background over here. Let's try to make it somewhat concentrating. All right, gentlemen. This is quite a fascinating circumstance that is occurring right now. I will tell you that I must admit that I was one of the non-believers. I gotta be honest and open with you. I was one of them that said, no way, no how, can't be. I thought to myself, I don't know what Rabbi Center is doing. I don't understand exactly what's happening over here. I hope nobody gets cut on at time, and I hope that it works out in an amazing way. Oh, that's what I like to see. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Let me see the whole peeps. Right? So, but I will tell you, this is geschmack. I will tell you that I had a hard time believing it was going to get off the ground. This is great. This is great. What are you messing with it? Leave it. No, no, lower it a little. Lower it a little. I can't see anymore. What's this? What, I don't know what's going on. What's happening? Yeah. Get that guy out. Security. Get him out. Lower, a little lower, a little lower. Drop lower. No, Yudi, you can't shut the screen. You shut the screen. I can't see. What's going on? Now you can see. There you go. Now I see. Yudi, I can't see anymore. I can't see. All right, now I can see. All right. So this is great. Thank you. Now walk away. No, walk away. What are you doing? Walk away. Just take a step back. And whoever that is, get security on him. Here we go. So here's the deal. I did not believe this is going to get pulled off. I thought maybe you have a couple guys that will show up there because Nebuch, they feel bad for Rosh Hashiva. And it seems as though it ended up being a couple more than a couple guys. But it is amazing how it was set up that everybody was separate from each other for 2 weeks without touching or seeing each other. I know that was very strict and that you guys made sure not to be in the same room at all. And that's just incredible, even though there's no way that happened. Okay, but the point is, nonetheless, the fact that you're going to open up a yeshiva like this, it's above and beyond. It's quite literally above and beyond. And I don't want to compare this to Paro, but I do want to show you, I want to share with you an idea just to understand that the Chazal speak of the concept that we have to have a certain level of Akaris HaTov to Paro. Because even though Paro did some bad stuff to Jewish people, at the end of the day, he gave us a roof over our heads. Okay, maybe we had to build it, but we had a roof over our heads. And we had food. Okay, we had to find it, but that's aside the point. But go ahead in a way that, like, he provided for us. And it sounds a little bit strange that you'd say, like, you should have a karis atov or some level of reciprocity, if you will, of goodness towards, and if you don't know what that word means, then you probably won't. but this level of giving back and feeling indebted somewhat towards Paro because of the fact that he gave us a place, and that's amazing. Now, I spoke to a bunch of you over this as we call in my home, Corona time. I spoke to a bunch of you, and it wasn't exactly the greatest setup for all y'all. Being home, and I know that some love their families, but many love them from a distance. And it does become a little bit challenging when you're with your family all the time and, you know, siblings and who knows what's and what knows who's. Okay. But at the end of the day, it was challenging. Rabbi Center came along and I will let you know, by the way, he did not tell me to talk about this. So, like, if you're wondering if he told me, he didn't. And I don't think he would do that type of thing. But the bottom line, peeps, is you have a place to stay. That's incredible. You have a place to stay. That's amazing. And you have a place to stay that looks pretty awesome. I don't know what it actually is, but it looks pretty awesome. And I mean, look at this, beams on the ceiling. Come on, look at the ceiling. You probably never noticed that. That's incredible. You have a place to stay with beams. And basically, sports, chilling, learning, growing. I just think that if Chazal tells us we have to be makir tov to Paro, kal v'chomer, we have to be makir tov and express your gratitude to the Rosh Yeshiva for allowing you to have such a circumstance where you're not bored out of your minds and you're not stuck doing too many isurim. again, I don't want to take away anyone who was doing Yisurim. I don't want to take that away from you. But you're not doing too many Yisurim, less than you would have been had you been stuck where you were stuck. So that's where I would just start with a shtickel HaKaris HaTov, recognize and see what's going on. But I want to take it a little bit further and share with you such a powerful idea that's coming up that you're going to read tomorrow, the next day, in Parsha Shalach, which happens to be my bar mitzvah parsha, whatever. Thank you for the birthday wishes, whatever. For some of you, others, whatever. But Hashem, I hit the big 2-5 now and doing well. Anyway, so this parsha. There's a very strange circumstance that occurs in the parsha. Very unusual, very strange, very weird. Because, you know, and forgive me, because I don't know what you've learned or what you haven't learned. I don't know if you heard this before, if you didn't hear this before. But okay, at the worst case scenario, you'll be able to get a point nonetheless. We know that the Klaus, Hashem says this land that I'm sending you into is awesome. The goal, what was the goal? What were we trying to accomplish? What were we trying to do over here? The goal was that we're stuck in Mitzrayim. We get out of Mitzrayim. We go to Maimonides. We go to Har Sinai. We get the Torah. And then everybody go make a pish before we get on the road again. And then we're making our way to Eretz Yisrael. That was it. Back in the caravan. Quite literary. You know, get it? Caravan? Anyway. So we go. We get in there and we start making our way to Eretz Yisrael. That was the goal. That was what was meant to be. What ended up happening? A 40-year pit stop because the man didn't ask for directions. Ah, no, what is that? 40-year pit stop. What's shot a 40-year pit stop? 40 pit stop because of the fact that what is happening is that Klaiso, we messed up big. We messed up big with the Meraglim. And the question is, what happened over there? What's going on? The Meraglim, how could they go ahead and mess up so big? What did they do? What happened over there? So I'll tell you something interesting. I have a friend, and because I can't hear you, but I want to see by a show of hands, if whoever I can see, I see just like the middle section from the pole. Okay, that was a hand. Good. But hold on, we're not there yet. No, the pole didn't. Yeah, there you go. I want to, by a show of hands, if this name sounds familiar to you. I have a friend, they had a baby, Baruch Hashem, recently, and they named their kid Shafat. Does anyone know that name? Raise your hand if you know that name. Shafat. Got one, two. You're pointing to a Shafat? Oh, I can't see that guy. Sorry. Right, Shafat. Okay, how about this one? Does anyone here know a Shamua? Does anyone know someone named Shamua? Not the whale. Not the whale. Yeah, okay, good. Is he your bar mitzvah also? What? It's also your bar mitzvah pastor? Are you a Balkari? All right, so if you look at the parsha, it's very interesting, these names that come up. The Shvatim send in a Nasi. Each one send in their prince. And the parsha says, Lematei Reuven Shamua ben Zakor, Lematei Shimon Shafat ben Chori, Lematei Yehuda Kalev ben Yufane, Lematei Ephraim Hoshea, and it goes through the whole list. And when you go through the list, there are these interesting names that most people have never heard of. Shamua, Zakor, Gadiel, Sodi. Who are these people? Two names that most people know are Kalev and Yehoshua. Right? Because those are the two good ones, right? You got 10 bad ones and two good ones. But the Ramban says something amazing. The Ramban says that if you take a look at the Shvatim, at the tribes, they're going in order of level, which means to say, number one is the top level. Number two is number two, three, four, and five. Yehoshua ben Nun is number five on the list. He's number five on the list. And yet what ends up happening over here is that you have all these people above him and they end up doing things that they shouldn't have done. And the question is, how did they go ahead and end up in a point where they weren't able to get to a level of Yehoshua? They were in a higher level of Yehoshua. How is it they spoke negatively? So the Ramban, bringing out this point, should be just shocking to understand. You think of like the Shvatim. So what do they do? These are a bunch of people, like bad dudes that went ahead and, you know, they're like, okay, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll just spy out the land because whatever. These are big tzaddikim. These are holy people. So what's pshat that they're going ahead and they're behaving such a way? So take a look and listen to how powerful this idea is. Chazal say it's the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a mistake that they made. There was a mistake that the Shvatim made. And what the mistake they made is essentially a mistake in the Aleph Beis. What was the mistake in the Aleph Beis? The mistake in the Aleph Beis that they made over here is that if you take a look at Aleph Beis, they go ahead and I'm going to say the order. And when I make a mistake, I want you to raise your hand, okay? If you think I made a mistake. Here we go. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Well, you guys are doing well. Dalet, Hey, Zion, Ches. Okay, good. Some of you raised your hand. I'm impressed. The rest of you, shut a butt. Okay, anyway, go like this, okay? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Wow. Zion, Het, Te, Yukap, Lamet, Mem, Nun, Samach, Pei, Ayin, Sadi, Kuf, Reishin, Tuf. Good. So we got na, 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 hey, hey, hey. All right. So the mistake that we made over there is the mistake of, excuse me, you're late. Get out. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. Anyway, so the mistake that we made is that it says, it should be ayin pay, not pay ayin. And Chazal say, the mistake the Shvatim made is they put the letter pay before the letter ayin. Now that that's clear, let's explain. What in the world does it mean that they'll put a pay before the ayin? And the answer is that you have to just pay attention to the words. Every letter has connection to something. I just did a Gemara now, just finished, right now, I was just learning. And we're learning Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, and you can remember this forever, because Kuf Dalet is like code. It's the code, kuftal, code. And in there, you have the letters of the Aleph Beis, and that's the code of all the Torah. And the Gemara goes through all the letters and explains what each one of them are. What's Aleph? What's Beis? What's Gimel? What's Dalet? What's Hey? What's Vav? What's Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Kaf, Lamed? Now, that wasn't random what I just did. That's how it's broken up. Aleph and Beis, Gimel and Dalet, Hey and Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Kaf, and Lamed. That's when it goes on. And then Mem, which one? A Mem, which is open, a Mem, which is closed. A Nun, which is open, a Nun, which is closed. I mean, Samach. Samach, Ayin, goes together. And then Pei, which is open, it goes through. Okay. And you break down all the letters. And each one is coming to tell you something. Very, very, very powerful Leviathan, Gemara. And the Gemara is coming to bring out a very, very powerful point of they made a mistake with the pay in the ayin. Now, this Gemara doesn't actually speak this point out, but here's the point. What's the letter pay? The letter pay is connected to a part of the body. Can you guess what part of the body the letter pay? What part of the body? Oh no. Did he just walk in? Raise your hand if you just walked in. Did he just walk in right now? JT, you know, I got to tell you something. I give you a huge shout out before you come in. I mean, huge. I give you a huge shout out and you disrespect me like that. You walk in late. You understand? Don't make me show that video. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what was the mistake that the Meraglim made? The mistake that the Leviathan Meraglim made was that they put the pay before the ayin. What's pay? What part of the body is pay connected to? Anyone? Right, the ear. Excellent. But really, it's the mouth. That's the pay. The letter pay is connected to pay. And what's the letter ayin? Talking to me? What's the letter ayin? Donnie, take him outside, you know, Donnie. What's the letter ayin? You understand? Letter ayin is the concept of the eye. What was the mistake that the Meraglim made? The Meraglim made. See, the mistake that the Meraglim made is, and we're talking about here, I want to know, like, what, like a real question. We're talking about, like, the Meraglim, what was the mistake? So the mistake was that they put their pay before their ayin. They put their mouth before their eye. ¿Qué es eso? ¿La boca antes de los ojos? Señor, pero permiso, pero... ojos ante de boca. Tú preguntas, ¿cuál es el problema? ¿Cuál es el problema? Tú no sé. Come on. The mistake is their mouth before their eye. Now, what does that mean? Let's understand. These are big people. Yehoshua was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and there were four people on the list before him, says the Ramban. That's big. What happens? They made a mistake. You see, they were the Nesiim. They were the ones that were running the show. They were the heads of their group. And they were nervous. They thought, like, oh no, when we go into Israel, maybe it'll be a whole new existence. And we're not going to be the ones that are in control anymore. We're not going to be the ones that are in charge. Well, we don't want to lose that. So they decide they don't want to go into the land of Israel. What's the best way to pull a move? We want to spy it out. We want to check it out now and see what the land is like. Right about now. We want to check it out and see what that land is like. And that's a mistake of the Meraglim. They wanted to see what it was first. So they go to Moshe. Like, Moshe, we want to spy out the land. I mean, that's a normal thing. You're going to a land. You want to conquer it. You got to see it and see what you're getting yourself into. Moshe's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. So he goes to Hashem. He says, what do we do? He says, listen, shlach lecha an Hashem. You can do it if you want. I don't recommend it. Bad move. He's like, God, what's with the winking? He's like, it's a bad idea, all right? But if you want to do it, you can do it. He's like, all right, now he's kind of stuck. He's kind of stuck. You know, Moshe's not like Chesky the Shatkin. Like, how is he supposed to know what exactly to do, you know? So what he does is, he says, okay, I'm stuck, fine. They want to go in, so we'll go, okay. So he goes back, he's like, all right, guys, you can go into the land. It was a bad move. It's just a very important point to know. Just because you could do something doesn't mean you should do something. And that's what Hashem was basically getting across. He's like, you could do it, but I don't really recommend it. Just because you could doesn't mean you should. And that's what ended up happening. So they go and they do it, and they go and they do it fine. They go and they do it. But understand, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what happened? Since they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, since they weren't interested in the first place, so guess what? Since they weren't interested in going to Eretz Yisrael in the first place, what did they do? They already had in mind what they were going to say before they ended up seeing anything. Listen with care to that line. The mistake, says the Gemara, that the Meraglim made is that they ended up going ahead. The mistake that they made is they put their mouth before their eye. What does that mean, they put their mouth before their eye? Before they even looked at the beautiful land, they already decided we want to see bad and negative. Let me explain to you. They come back, and what do they say? What's the report they give? They come back and they give a report. What's the report? It's a land that eats its inhabitants. It's Eretz Ocheles Yosheveh. It's eating its inhabitants. Why do they say that? Why do they say it's a land that eats its inhabitants? The answer, reason why they said that is because there were funerals all over the land. They went in, a group of 12 spies, for 40 days, and they didn't get caught even one time. Come on, what's going on over there? The answer is that God didn't let them get caught. He set up funerals so that they'll be so busy with their funerals that they won't notice They won't notice that they're spies. And instead of being makir tov for what Hashem did for them, instead of recognizing the positive and having an ayin tov, a good eye to focus on what's going on over there, instead they decided to look and see the bad in it. They already decided they're going to speak negatively, so now they're able to see what they wanted to say already. All y'all hearing what's going on. So they come back and they say, it's a land that eats its inhabitants. Kind of kafoy tov do you have to be to say such a statement? Denying and seeing the positivity that's going on over here. What an incredible thing. What an incredible thing that we can go ahead and be able to have an opportunity to go out there and not get caught, see the land, come back and say it, and instead you speak negative. My friend, the question you have to ask yourself is how many of us are very similar and live our lives like that right now? We decide how we feel about something, and then we see what we want to see. What we're meant to do is first take a view, take a vision, take a look, see what's going on, and only then decide what you want to say. Don't come in already deciding what you want to say. I mean, you think about it. You have a certain expectation about what something's supposed to be like, and it maybe doesn't always end up being what you wanted 100%. And then we decided to focus on the negative and look at the bad and not look at the good and the positivity. The sin of the spies, the chet and the meragim, lashon hara. Seeing the bad and speaking the bad. How many times do we do that? I don't know, I'm not with you there, but you know, what are you talking about when you're there? Are you talking about the goodness of how you have a place to chill with all your friends and be able to steig and be able to learn and grow? And to play sports? Or are you complaining about the fact that, I can't be home looking at other Mefarshim right now. You know, I'm stuck here, whatever it is. Do we see that? Do we recognize how much good you have? Do we have an ayin tov? Or are you putting your pay before you're putting your ayin? That, my friends, is the meraglim. That's a mistake that they made. We have to make sure not to make the same mistake the Meraglim made. Don't make the same mistake the Meraglim made. Ask yourself when you're feeling negativity and you're about to say something negative, is it possible that you've already decided before you gave something a chance? Or maybe you could take a step back and say, you know what? Let me take a fresh look at this. Let me look at this a little bit differently. It's amazing. You see what you want to see. If you want it to be good, it will be good. If you don't want it to be good, it won't be good, no matter how good it is. Therefore, my friends, make sure you take a look and see the positive. So that's one shlav I wanted to share with you. And there's so much deeper I can go into that. I just want to share with you at least another concept that I heard. And forgive me, because I don't remember who I said what to and when I said the thing that I may have said somewhere at some point. But a friend of mine gave me a little gift, and they wrote a note on the back of the gift. And it was very apropos because it was Parsha Shelach. I don't know how many years ago. Maybe somewhere around 10 years ago. Parsha Shelach. And they gave me a picture, like a nice painting, and on the back of it, they wrote me a note. So it's in my kitchen. If you ever pop over, but don't, Corona time. But if you go, you pop over, you take a look. I have a picture coming to the kitchen on the right side. It goes like right over here. Small little picture. And on the back of it, he wrote me a note. Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi. It's a land that eats its inhabitants. A ground that eats those that are there. He wrote to me, and I don't know where he got this from. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's his own thing. I could ask him. But he wrote a note on the back, and he wrote, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, a land that eats its inhabitants. Never be a Yoshev. Don't be someone who just sits and does nothing. Because then you're just going to get swallowed up. And I think that many of you got a taste of that. Over a few months of being home, sitting around doing nothing, and slowly but surely, you get swallowed up. Never be a Yoshev. Now, yes, what do you mean? Yoshev is from yeshiva. You should be in yeshiva. Okay. What it means is never be someone who's not growing. We have to always be pushing ourselves to new levels. Always be saying, how could I get to the next level? Of course, we have to take joy in our accomplishments and the things that we do right and that we do well. But we also have to make sure that we don't settle with where we are. Take joy in what you've accomplished with looking forward to what you can do next. Super important. So many people stay on a level. And you wonder, what's pshat? How sometimes you could have a friend that comes to yeshiva with you, and you both were chillers, and you're both learning, you're both, you know, doing stuff. Suddenly, after a few weeks or months or maybe years, you start to see that, like, when you were pretty much in the same, you looked, you know, similar, it, like, you start to see it, like, going like this. You start to see, like, a little bit of a disparity. Until, like, after a couple of years, like, you notice the gap widening and widening. Why is it that they get to hear? They're past the camera. They're gone. And you're still over here. You're growing. You understand? You're learning this little Torah. You know, you're learning something. But are you talking about that we're on a darga where we're going bigger? Or are you just Yoshev? You're resting on your laurels. Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but it's a phrase people say. Are you just sitting there? Are you growing or are you just sitting? Never be a Yoshev, because Eretz Ocheles Yoshevahi. It is a land that consumes and eats those that just sit there and do nothing. Do something, even if it means leagues. But you have to go to Minyan, because if you don't go to Minyan, then you can't play in the league. And if you don't play in the league, then you can't go to Shear. Wouldn't that be a great rule also? If you didn't go to league, you can't go to Shear. I was like, yeah, yeah. But anyway, point is, come to recognize the fact that, yeah, play sports, get up and move, do something. But be mavakish where we're growing. Make sure that we don't just stop. We always have to make sure that we're saying, what am I going to be able to do better? Where am I able to be bigger? Are you going to fall? Classic. Yes. Setbacks? Sure. Challenges? Of course. Will there be times you're almost swallowed up? It'll happen. You've got to push it. You've got to push it. And if you're able to push it and continue growing, then what ends up happening, you start to hit levels where you say, I want more of this. Oh yeah, I want more of this. All right, peeps, this is what we're going to do, because this is, I know, maybe, you know, like usually Rabbi Center gives me 15 minutes and I go for 40. This time he gave me like 45 and I'm going to cut it short, because this is like my ninth Zoom of the day and it's 11:45 and I got to do another two. So I got to bust. But I'm going to tell you like this. Let's just do like quick recap everything we did. And then we'll end up with one point and we'll open up to any questions. Just kidding. You can't talk. Okay, here we go. So we started off in the beginning. In the beginning. I got to be careful not to show the camera too low because it looks like I'm wearing clothing. Anyway, so here's the point. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Am I? I don't know. Funny part is this whole thing's being recorded. Is it going to be edited? Probably not. All right, so here's the deal. We saw in the beginning what happened. Shlach Lecha Hashem. My bar mitzvah parsha. Amen. Right, come to me as a fact. What happened to your people going to the land of Israel and going to see the naked of Israel? I'm Shafat. And you done call it. What happened? I don't even know these names. Zakor Shamua. What is this? But there's the Ramban says the top four above Yoshua and they still lost. How could that be? They go in, they come in, tell us even report the land of them. What happened to the first place? They go to Hakun. Where did they go wrong? The answer is they didn't want to go there to Saul because they wanted to keep their power. What happened? They went and said, let's go see what's going on over there. And the Gemara says the mistake happened. They put their paper for their eyes. Zion. And you come to realize the fact when you do that, you end up with Leviathan. You understand? You understand what happens with Leviathan? Realize the fact a little further, and Chesky knows what I'm talking about. But a person starts to realize the idea of how scary it is, and a person gets caught up. You know, I don't want to scare you, but it's scary, right? Yeah, yo. But you realize the fact what happens over here, my friends, is the concept of just recognize they put their pe before their ayin. Really, it's samach ayin pay. It's ayin, then it's pay. Why is it ayin, then pay? Not mouth, then ayin. Not you already decided you're going to speak negatively. Shlach lecha, you could do it just because you could. Don't mean you should. Yeah, yo. Recognize the fact that happened. Not put your pe before your ayin. Put your ayin before your pe. Ayin tov. But the fact that paro, we have to have a curse of tov to paro. Kalvachomi, we have to have a curse of tov to our center for what he's done. He's giving you opportunity. He's giving you so much, and he's worked his tush off, being away from his family to be able to do for you. I mean, it's unbelievable. And not only that, Rabbi Wiener, I mean, okay, you got stuck there. What could you do, right? But Rabbi Wiener, he did him a tovah. Now he can be with you. No, of course not. Then he come, Rabbi Glazer, come out there. I don't know if there's other rabbanim. Please forgive me if I'm forgetting. I don't know if anyone else is there. But, you know, what amazing. The Sultan himself. I don't know. You got to see the thing. Some 9-year-old guy that you have to learn how to do that or whatever, right? So you come to realize the fact, amazing about how you go ahead and what you have over there. Take advantage. Have an ayin tov. Put the ayin before the pen. And don't be saying things like it's a land that eats its inhabitants when God's the one who did that for you. Understand all the positivity that comes from it. Then we said, Eretz Ochelus Yosheveihi. Never be someone who sits. Make sure that you're growing, that you're pushing. It's amazing what you can accomplish now. The goals and heights you could reach are incredible. The siyata d'shmaya that exists in this base medrash in some random Pennsylvania Christian Jewish school that you're in right now is incredible. Siyata d'shmaya is so powerful. As I once said from my rebbeim, there's a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya that's given to the world, and then it's split up. What happens if one person doesn't take it? Then it's open for someone else to take it. Which means right now we're in a place of Corona time. Who knows how many yeshivas are cracking lacking now? You have an opportunity to grab on and become big. This is a huge opportunity. Don't be a Yoshev. Make sure that you're building and you're growing. Ayin tov, good eye. See the positive around you and take advantage. Where else is there a place that you can chill with like 50 or 60 of your closest friends, as I see in the room right now, a good 10 of you, 50 or 60 people that they can grow, and you can play sports together, and you can enjoy each other's company, and you just get closer to Kutcha Brichel. So my friends, I bless all y'all. And I tell you, I contemplated, I really did. Rabbi Center even spoke with me, and I contemplated coming. Okay, let's be honest, I begged to come, and he said no. But the point is, it's just details, okay? Now really, really, we did speak about it. It's just, I don't know, I'm not married as long as him, so I got to solidify my marriage longer. I don't know, what can I say? And the point is to go, and it's an amazing thing. And I'm jealous that you guys are steiging yeshiva. I think it's amazing. I think it's incredible. Make sure you take advantage of every moment, whether it's sports, whether it's davening, whether it's just chilling. But don't say lashon hara. To quote Lipa Schmelzer, I was at a concert of Lipa Schmelzer a few years back, and he says the following line. Hoira, hoira, yes. Hoira, hoira, yes. Hoira, hoira, yes. Halushin hara noi. Hoira, hoira, yes. And then he went into a whole rap. To your mother and your father, your sister, your brother, you can go and say good things, but no lashon hara. Don't speak a lashon hara. Don't speak in the lashon hara. And then, my friends, everything starts from an ayin ra. If you have an ayin tov, hoida hoida, yes. Dance the hoida. Learn the toida. But no lushin hoida. My friends, all y'all should be blessed. Have an amazing, amazing continuing learning, continuing growing, an amazing Shabbos Kodesh. And please send regards to the Ganth cows of Pennsylvania. Please tell every cow that I say hello. Oh, now you turn on the sound. You know, guys, I do have a special treat for you, actually, because I'm not here alone. I'm actually not here alone. I'm here with a good friend of mine, Yaakov. Please say hello. God. Yaakov, please. Please. No? Okay. Anyway, I guess it's me. Mama Rachel, cry for us tonight. Cry for us tonight. It'll be all right. Peace.